Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, this is Sunday morning, May 5th. Not May 5th. The 5th month, the 8th day, 22/5/822. Happy Mother's Day. And it's going to be a little different this morning. Lord's been speaking to me all week about a new direction. That doesn't mean a physical new direction. It just means in the spirit, okay? So I'll start out with this first word called a new direction. And I tried really hard to make sure I got exactly what the Spirit wanted to say. It says, I'm moving in a new direction. You've been sensing this in your spirit. I have for several weeks. I just didn't know what. It will always happen in the spirit first. Now, I'm going to say this to you. I want confirmation, always. I'm not just up here and everything I say is the absolute truth. And now I want to know if you're hearing the same thing. This is important, okay? All right, let me start over. I'm moving in a new direction. You have been sensing this in your spirit. It will always happen in the spirit first. What you see manifest in the earth naturally, remember it happened in the spirit first. You see this hellhole we've been living in. It happened in the spirit first. This is how it operates, whether understood or not. This is the way of faith. I operate in the law of faith. I said that the words that I spoke were spirit and they were life. I spoke words of life and not death. Speak life and you will see life. Death and you will see death. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat its fruit. You can have what you say, so say what you want. What happens in the spirit does not usually happen overnight, but it happens. It is a law. The law of sowing and reaping. Be careful with your words. Look around you and what do you see? A byproduct of words spoken, whether good or bad. I have heard your questions you have asked regarding how much longer will this time of training be. I say to you that you're right at the door of a new chapter. A new day is about to dawn for you. Don't fret. It won't be these years of training as these years of training have been. As you walk into this new direction, you forget about all the loneliness, the pain, the despair, the struggle, the hardness that you have come to know. See, that's a part of our daily life. It's like this is the old norm now. It will all be a thing of the past, and you will look back and say, wow, how did I make it through? You made it through because I've been in the fire with you. Make no mistake about that. You did not make it through on your own. I've carried you many times when you didn't think you could take another step. Well, that next step that you mustered enough strength to step was me helping you take it. I too had my temptation in the wilderness. As a man, I was subject to the same temptations as you are. I had to pass Father's test just as you've had to pass Father's test. Father had to know that he could trust me to do his whole will. It's the same for you also are a son of God. Your last days are here for your testing, and as I have said, that I will renew your strength and you will mount up on wings of eagles. I said that your best days are ahead, and they are. In the days ahead, this new direction will become apparent. Just keep following me, maintain a good confession, and all will be well. Don't try to make anything happen on your own. I am in the lead, and I will maneuver you into what I have for you. Just keep following the Spirit. I think about Joseph from the prison to the palace. Just keep following the Spirit. This is my way. Sometimes things appear suddenly, like a prison to the palace experience, but the real truth is that it has been formed in the Spirit over time, and then it bursts forth in the natural realm. They'll say, oh, it's miraculous. Well, no, it's been working for a long time in the Spirit. I have been turning you into the wind for some time now. It was so slow and gradual that you didn't perceive it, but now it is starting to come into focus. You have moved into position for your next assignment. Just observe how you have been turning for the last 8 years. You don't even think the same way you thought back then. A slow turning into my will and my ways for you to do my plan. At the time, you did not understand it, but now you are beginning to. This is my thought here. I was thinking about Brother Copeland. He used to say that people stayed away from his meetings by the thousands. I can certainly identify with that statement. Once I heard him say that someone said to him that it appeared that his ministry just took off overnight. And he said, well, if it did, it was the longest night of my life. Yep, God was working behind the scenes, preparing him for the work he is now doing. I'm sure we could name many others we know about that have the same kind of story to tell. There are no shortcuts in the kingdom. Those that do not submit to the training will not be part of the reigning. They are like those in the parable of the sower. Mark 14, we're going to look at the parable of the sower right quick. I'd never equated this to this type of situation, but really the whole kingdom of God is about sowing and reaping, regardless of what it's for. Verse 14 says, the sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. It may be God's call on your life was what was sown in your heart. And Satan has come to steal and kill and destroy. And there are these likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness and have no root. See, they didn't stay long enough to get grounded, get rooted into what God had for them to do. And they so they endure, but for a time afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Well, I guess I miss God and they hell hightail out of here. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world has just got too hard. I'm not seeing what I think I ought to be seeing. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word and becometh unfruitful. I guess I wasn't hearing God after all. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100. I know myself, you know, I know people's made fun of us. I've heard some of them myself. We even had a relative liken us unto fly-by nights. Yeah, you just forgive them and you just go on because they don't understand. They don't see the plan of God. But this is not a flighty thing. This isn't just pitch it in the ground and here it just springs up. No. This is a planting of the Lord. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they bear, heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. See, Satan comes to try to squelch out the plan of God and the purpose of God in your life. But the thing is, you're not going to understand it. For the most part, you may not understand it the whole way through. It hadn't been until really about the last year that I really understood my full call. Seed time and harvest. That's what it's about. Some 30, some 60, some 100. Seed time and harvest. I want you producing 100-fold. Now I can understand what has happened to so many ministers that come to this area. I must deal with character before I can release my power and glory into the minister. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many never submit themselves to the testing. I gave you the commission, set my people free from the strongholds of their minds in 1994. But you're just now completing your training for that commission. Many never understand this, and so they get the cart before the horse and never see it fulfilled. Calling and separation, that is what is called. It's just like the day that Joseph was in the prison and the phone rang and whoever was manning the phone that day said, hey, Joseph, it's Pharaoh on the line. Your time's up. This is what I is called. You can be called, but not separated to that call. See, it's calling and separation. Calling and separation, and there's a lot of, sometimes a lot of space in between calling and separation. You can be called, but not separated to the call. I do not produce failing ministries. I do not have crop failure. Those that wait on me and see it through will produce 100-fold. All mine win. This is why it has seemingly taken so long, regardless how long it has taken. You are on time. On time is my time, and you'll be ready when your time comes. It is near. So look up. Don't be weary or sad. Be glad. You've done it. You saw it through. Now that you have allowed me to work in you, now use you and trust you with, I can use you and trust you with my glory. Many have gone before you, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Caleb, Samuel, David, and the list goes on. All of these are in my faith hall of fame. Revelation 3:12 says, he that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Yes, all for eternity will know who you are. Honor to whom honor I say. You already started to see some inklings of what is to come in the natural realm. I will begin to bring you out of the quarantine state and ease you back into normal life. As my grace has been on you during the quarantine, grace will be upon you for the next assignment. You know, I thought about them in the land of Goshen when the transition was taking place. Where were they? They were in quarantine in Goshen while all the stuff was going on in the land. Yeah. All right.